USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While meeting with the president of Ecuador, President Trump says a possible trade deal that's very similar to the USMCA could be worked out with Ecuador.
Just finished that, and it's a great model with Mexico and with Canada. USMCA has been very successful. Already the fruits are really taking place. You take a look at what's happening in terms of the kind of numbers we'll be doing with the USMCA. And this on a much smaller scale would be interesting. We are looking at that kind of a model.
Presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders is headed back to Nevada, fresh off his win in New Hampshire. The Vermont senator will hold a rally Sunday for the start of early voting. The Democratic candidates are also focusing on South Carolina, which is the last state to vote this month before Super Tuesday. And Roger Stone was denied a new trial by a federal judge today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Elections do have consequences in one state as more Confederate monuments could be disappearing. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Virginia state lawmakers approving a bill that would give local governments the power to remove Confederate monuments. The bill's passed on Tuesday, allowing for cities and counties to alter, cover, relocate, or again, remove monuments from public spaces. The locality would have to make a report, hold a hearing, and then decide based on a 2 out of 3 vote for referendum. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A special prosecutor in Chicago is indicting former Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The case stems from false claims that Smollett was the victim of a hate crime by President Trump supporters last year. Smollett falsely claimed he was attacked by 2 men wearing Make America Great Again hats who were yelling racist and homophobic slurs. Smollett eventually said he faked the whole thing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The House Budget Committee is beginning its work with harsh words for President Trump's budget proposal. Although Republican House Committee Ranking Member Steve Womack criticizes the Democrats for not doing their own budget.
I applaud the President for actually doing a budget. Here in the House, the Budget Committee hasn't provided a budget.
The Arkansas Republican also highlighted the growing federal deficit and says it cannot continue. The World Health Organization says it hopes to develop a vaccine for the coronavirus within 18 months. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more details.
WHO Chief Tedros Ghebreyesus said the vaccine for the virus, which the organization dubbed COVID-19, will take time to develop, and said that countries will have to make do with available resources in the meantime. The global death toll from the virus rose to 1,107, according to health officials in the Chinese province of Hubei. The city of Wuhan is announcing new restrictions on citizens, allowing only one member of a household to make one shopping trip every 3 days, while also quarantining entire buildings in some cases. Beijing also called on countries that have placed a restriction on travel to China in an effort to curb the spread of the virus to restore it to normal relations for the benefit of the global economy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.